Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Welcome to St. Martin in the Fields. A special welcome to the Venerable Dr. Rachel Mann, Archdeacon of Salford and Bolton, our preacher tonight. She will reflect on a poem of John Donne, in which he speaks of the Ascension as God's uprising. This annual service for Ascension Day is a highlight for St. Martin's, a wonderful collaboration with BBC Religion and Ethics, and our music this evening will be led by St. Martin's Voices and gospel star Becca Folks. Let us pray. Glorious God, in Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, you showed your purpose for your people and your love for your world. In Jesus, you fulfilled your promises and opened to us your heart. In his passion and death, we saw the consequences of our rejection and the depth of your yearning. Yet you raised Jesus from the tomb. In his resurrection, you invite us into the company of your eternal joy, and in his ascension on high, you seal as complete his work among us. Fill our hearts with wonder at your glory, that our awe at what you have done among us be only exceeded by our anticipation of what you have in store for us, by the power of your Spirit, through the grace of your Son. Amen. Amen.
Beloved Father, we behold your Son's bound arms on the cross. In solidarity with those who experience terrible suffering today, turn our anger, our grief, and our sorrow into hope and transformation.
Merciful Christ, we confess before you our complicity with the ills of your world. We look away when we see your pain. Take our faltering lives and make of them something beyond what we can imagine, that we may become repairers of the breach.
Empowering Spirit, you fill those fearful disciples with energy and courage. Empty us of what we can't do. Inspire us with what we can do. Show us who's at work that we may join them. Where your ways being followed that we may go there. How despair may turn to hope that we may learn and change and grow.
God of grace, pardon and forgive you, restore you to life and raise you to glory in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You wear the victor's crown. You're my help and my defense. You're my savior and my friend. By your grace I live and breathe to worship you at the mansion of grace.
In your name I will bow.
In your presence, Spirit,
Spirit, shine. For you wear the victor's
crown. Let your glory fill the temple.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so may we in heart and mind also ascend, and with him continually dwell, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. The Acts of the Apostles is sometimes called the Gospel of the Holy Spirit. It begins with the departure of Jesus in these words.
So when Jesus and the disciples had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The word of the Lord.